What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, the 20th of September. I hope it's going to be a good day for you today, and I hope you had a pretty good weekend as well. And a very good morning, and welcome to the studio, our regular guest, Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Mike.
It's good to have you in today.
It's lovely to be here.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I had a lovely weekend. Lovely weekend, and the weather was amazing.
And today even better.
Yes, exactly. We're
finally getting some spring.
Yes,
it's pretty
we
good.
Are.
I actually rode my bike today.
Oh, fantastic.
I dropped my car off for a service and rode on the push bike from Willerton to Como. So it's about a 9K ride, which is beautiful.
Impressive.
Beautiful day.
Oh, perfect for it.
Back on the bike this afternoon.
Excellent.
So I might have to start doing it a bit more regularly, I think. Good exercise, right?
Exactly.
Now, we're going to continue on this topic of gratitude. And today you're going to unpack gratitude as from self-care perspective.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Well, gratitude in itself is a form of self-care, that's for sure, because of the way it actually works in the body for us mentally, physically, emotionally. It just changes our whole outlook. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about gratitude is there's been a lot of scientific research on it, and there's actually three components. We can actually break gratitude down into three components. So you have the acknowledgement of the gift that's given, the acknowledgement of the goodness of the giver that's given the gift, and then the recognition that the gift itself is unearned. And actually, when you think about those three components, that's grace.
Right, okay.
So, and gratitude is felt, it's not just an intellectual feeling, it's felt very deeply, it's almost a visceral feeling. When you feel deeply grateful for something, you know, you really do feel it in your heart and you feel it deeply. And you do have that sense of almost surprise and recognition that you didn't actually do anything for it, but it's been given to you anyway. So it just creates such a feeling of abundance, being grateful.
Good from a health perspective.
Absolutely.
As well, just as you were saying, I'm thinking, you know, as we do feel better as well, that obviously that must impact from a healthy body perspective as well.
Absolutely. It's actually been shown that it's if we live from this lens of being grateful, it just it does give us this abundance mentality in all areas. So it just energizes us. It shifts all the neurons in the brain, and it actually engages us more into life. And all of those things are so good. In fact, really, Cicero said that gratefulness is not only the greatest of all virtues, it's the parent of all others. And I actually think that sums it up, because everything else and real, true joy, which is what most of us are always wanting to live from, that stems from being grateful.
Amazing. We'll come back. We'll take a break, Sally. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. I'm grateful that you're in the studio today.
I'm grateful to be here.
We'll be back after Simply Red. Song Simply Red takes us back to 1989. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully is in the studio, as is every fortnight on a Monday. And we have been talking about gratitude as a form of self-care. Why, Sally?
Oh, because...
What are some of the more benefits?
Yes, well, there are so many. But I think the biggest one, because we have a short period of time, and the biggest benefit... Viewing life through the lens of being grateful really shifts how we live. And I recognize that we can't be grateful for everything, because there are some horrific things that happen in the world that happen to us that we're not grateful for. And if I give myself as an example, obviously, I am not grateful for the fact that my husband Russell has passed away. I will never be grateful for that, and that will never be okay.
That was some time ago?
It was 12 years ago.
12, yeah.
But I remember at the time, and I still feel this, so not that I recognized it, I was particularly looking at it from the lens of being grateful, but I remember at the time being very, very grateful for everything that people did around me. The children, I had so much kindness shown us. And in the following years, I can view this through the lens of being grateful and be so grateful for the 30 years that I had with Russell. I'm grateful for all the memories and legacy that he's left behind. Of course, I'm grateful for my children. Mm. So that's viewing something that I'm not grateful for through the lens of being grateful. Because, and that's really also what I teach with harvesting pearls, because there are pearls in every situation, and usually that's where God is. So and as we saw, you know, as we've already seen, gratitude is really grace, so it's all...
Interesting through that, I'm just thinking back 12 years ago, that potentially would have been quite easy for you to go the exact opposite.
Absolutely.
and get quite angry and view life through the lens of what is not right and through anger. So it's really fascinating how you had, was that part of the change for you, like looking at life being grateful?
Absolutely.
Through that tragic situation with your husband?
Absolutely, because I'm telling you, Mike, I wasn't sitting in a little pool of gratitude at the time. And, you know, I did have all sorts of different emotions. And I do speak about this. And in fact, I did on Saturday to a group of ladies. I was very angry at the time. And I really was bewildered. And I was angry at God. And I really was very challenged. And on all of that, I recognize in these past 12 years, as I've done all this work and everything, all of that is quite normal. But what I'm really grateful for is that I didn't stay there. And it was actually once I really started to lean into the lens of being grateful that I recognized what I actually had. And that honestly was a big healing journey. That's when it really began. And, you know, again, that is grace. I keep coming back to it, but it is. So it was absolutely that point when the feelings of gratitude and the lens of gratitude became more significant than my grief and anger, that my healing really began. And the thing with grief is that you never actually get over it. I'll always grieve Russell. Of course I will. But it just, the living through this lens of being grateful, this lens of what I have and how much has been given me, just shifts how I'm able to live with my grief.
I love how you explain that and unpack that, Sally. We'll take a break. We'll come back and finish off with this morning with some advice and some tips. If you've been listening, thinking, what do I do? We're back after this one. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Regular guest Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully is with me. We've been talking about gratitude as a form of self-care. Just to finish off this morning, Sally, some tips and some advice. Those listening thinking, what do I do?
Yeah.
What's the starting point?
Well, everybody's heard about journaling gratitude, and it's been proven that it works. So I would... absolutely start. The best time to do it is at the end of the day before you go to sleep. write three things that you've been grateful for in the day. And if you can't find three, then just find one and develop it. You know, really look at why you were grateful that that happened today. Let that be the last thing you do before you go to sleep. And it has been shown that you will sleep better.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Just by that simple,
yes,
writing three things down,
because
that you have been grateful for.
That's
for that
right,
day.
Because the brain will focus on that. So as it relaxes your brain more as well. So rather than, you know, worrying, and that's the other thing about being grateful that's really important. Mm. Sorry.
That's right. It's fine. We're all ears this way too. You just go for it.
Being grateful brings us into this present moment, which is actually another thing that we can do during the day if we're looking, because the brain is a homing system, if we're looking for little things to be grateful for. And it's just small things, like be grateful for this shaft of sunlight that's just fallen across your floor, or I've got this bird's nest that brings me so much joy, except the babies have left now, so that's another thing altogether. But it's these little things during the day that are our blessings, and they will accumulate, and those are things that we can journal. And then when we wake up in the morning, if we just allow ourselves in that half sleep when we wake up to, again, think about these small blessings that we're grateful for, we then start our day being grateful. Now, every time we think about something that we're grateful for, it brings us into the present moment. And the strength in that is that we are no longer anxious about the future. We're no longer milling around the regrets of the past. We are actually 100% present. And really, that's all we've got. We've only got this particular moment in time. And that is the greatest thing. And that's why gratitude is grace, because it just, it gives us so much. Mm.
So the three things don't need to be massive. They can just be little simple things.
And I think that's, you know, sometimes we can make things more complicated than they need to be. I mean, immediately, right now, anybody listening could just look at their surroundings and find something that sparks, as you know, something that they're grateful to witness, to see, and that actually does ignite joy.
Might be something someone said.
Exactly.
I'm grateful for that encouragement today.
Absolutely.
Really quite simple. So a great way to end the day, and then it transfers as we start the day.
Absolutely. So, and then it starts just rippling through your day, and it's a subtle thing. And that really, all those things are practical measures. So at the end of the day, being grateful is a skill that
Love
we can
it.
All learn. And but it's an ongoing thing. We don't just do it once and then it happens. Unfortunately, our human bias is, you know, tends to be on the negative scale.
It's true.
So we just keep going with it.
Sally, I'm really grateful that you came in today. I really appreciate it. It's always good having a chat to you. The lines are open, 9313-0985. I've loved just one thing. Maybe we'll just one thing. Give us a call. What are you grateful for? It could be something really simple today. 9313-0985. And thank you, Sally. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks' time.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Mike.
You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio this morning has been Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully. And we have been chatting about gratitude as a form of self-care. Give us a call. Love to talk to you today. 9313-0985. And if you do, you've got a chance to win a family pass to station sponsor Carnival Fever. How about that? For some school holiday fun, bring the family to Hillary's Boat Harbour from the 25th of September. See more at carnivalfever.com.au. Call now, 9313-0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.